I could go into movies, books, magazines, newspapers, but let's take TV. The most potent propaganda weapon in the history of the world, in my opinion, is TV. It's a tremendously powerful weapon. Let me tell you that you only have three networks, just three. Everything that comes over that idiot tube comes from one of these three networks, NBC, ABC, and CBS. That's all you have. Now, let me tell you who are the heads of these organizations. Now, remember, I'm not making any implications. I'm merely pointing out that when you invade a country, you capture the communications. You make the implication, and you think what this means. The head of CBS is a man named William Paley. His real name is Palinsky. William Palinsky, he's a Russian Jew. The head of NBC, as you all know, we don't have to give his other name. He uses his right name, is Robert Sarnoff, a Russian Jew. The head of ABC is Leonard Goldenson, another Russian Jew. Now, suppose all the people that own the television, suppose all the people that are running the television were all Italian. You would never see an Italian criminal, would you? Instead of that, on the TV, you see almost all Italian criminals. In fact, they had to complain when they had the Untouchable show. There were so many Italians. Have you ever seen a Jewish criminal or a Negro criminal? I haven't. In fact, I was treated to the sight of Sammy Davis Jr. in one show as the fastest gun in the West, with the white men all diving under porches trying to get away from this terrible, dangerous... But you know what would have happened to a Negro who showed up with a gun on right here in Washington about 100 years ago? This is the kind of thing they're putting on the TV because one group has control of your TV. And you cannot possibly make intelligent judgments as long as that one group is feeding you only what they want.